Good morning, I'm Maitland, and I have a confession to make.
Yes ma'am.
Yes,
it's Maitland. Just us here.
I have a new addiction.
Butt stuff?
That I think...
yeah, is it?
Is this
it
is in stuff? Addition to vape?
Heroin?
I don't vape. I don't vape anymore. I gave that up.
You keep trying to get her to admit it, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't.
I believe you.
I have my little...
she's a snuff girl.
Yeah, snus. That's what it's called.
That's right. I thought it was snooze.
It might be.
I have no idea.
I don't know, it's Swedish. But
it's exotic.
So have any of you ever been to like a Circle K gas station?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
They've got their fountain drinks. They call Polar Pops. They're supposed to stay cool longer. And I don't know really what that means, if it's something to do with the ice or the cups or whatever it may
be.
Chemicals.
Okay.
The chemicals.
Yeah.
Who knows?
They put antifreeze in it. Oh no, that's the opposite.
But specifically from Circle K, my new addiction is Mountain Dew Voltage. From their little Polar Pop fountain, I can't stop. I had a Mountain Dew 2 weeks ago when we got Freddy's at the airport because I just was like, I might mess around, be a little dirty, get a Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And then I tried it one day because I was just like, I just need a sweet little treat, something, a little pick me up through the day. So I thought, oh, hell yeah, Mountain Dew Voltage. Took a sip. This tastes like middle school. And then I have had one every other day.
I'm glad you mentioned that at the airport, because when you ordered that Mountain Dew, I thought that was strange. And then by the time we were done eating, because me, you, and Steve went up there, you had no shoes and socks on, and your shirt was all torn to pieces.
Yeah.
Your soda was gone. All you could hear was you shaking ice and threatening babies.
You kept saying rad.
Yeah, you're blasting Kid Rock and wearing a rebel flag as a scarf.
Yeah, we don't even know where you got that.
So I can't imagine what this high voltage does
to
you.
Oh my gosh.
Have you bought a dirt bike yet?
Yeah, you're going to skateboard through the terminal tomorrow? When we're there again?
I think so, because I'm going out of town today just to go down to my hometown. It's like an hour and a half away, get my nails done, visit my family a little bit, and I'm already looking forward to stopping at Circle K on my way out of town to go grab myself a Mountain Dew Voltage Polar Pop.
Dang.
Oh,
I don't know what is wrong with me. I meet a man named Kyle, and I talk to him a little bit, and now I become him. What's happening.
So you do the dip pouches, the snooze?
Or, yeah.
Is that what those are?
It's called snus, so they're it's not a dip pouch.
Can I see one?
It's like nicotine salt in a little white
pouch.
Yeah.
They're Zins.
Zins.
Oh, these aren't what I was thinking.
Speaking of your gas station addiction, when I first moved here, I had never heard of a Wesco before, right? We don't have them down south. And I tried a donut at a wedding reception. And I said, yeah, dang, this is the best donut I ever had. And my girlfriend goes, that's from a gas station. I said, what? And she goes, all of our wedding donuts are all Wesco donuts.
Wesco. That's what
and
we had.
Yeah.
My ex-husband lived like 2 miles from a Wesco, and I used to go out of my way like 2 miles out of my way to go to Wesco every day and get a donut by myself, shove it in my mouth before I got to his house. It was so good for like a year.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop.
When we were in Jersey and Steve was wearing his Wawa shirt, he kept saying so many times, we got to stop at Wawa. We got to stop at Wawa.
We didn't.
But I had said at one point, I love gas stations. And that sounds like I'm doing a bit. No, I love gas stations. I love regionally specific gas stations, ones that you can only get in that area. I want to visit. I want to buy the merch. I want a cup. I love Buc-ee's.
Oh, you're a Buc-ee's queen.
Like, I'm a truck stop gas station gal.
It's the Mountain Dew talking.
Yeah. Yeah, you
really
would love. Yeah, you definitely would love the Wawa. Like, I mean, sometimes people in Jersey brag about things where you go, "Yeah, they don't really need to brag about that."
Well, not just Jersey, but everywhere. But yes,
but Jersey's pretty strong in that realm, though.
There's a reason we play braggadocio only in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I mean, but Wawa is the real deal,
it's the
man.
Best.
Yeah, the first time I went to one, I go, "Oh, all right. Oh, they actually do have really good sandwiches and
can't
stuff.
I believe we didn't stop there. We were going to stop there. Remember, we were on our way to dinner with
Corey.
With Kelly's cousin Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy drove us.
And,
that's right.
We were like, oh, we got to stop at Wawa on the way back. And then we just forgot about it.
Yeah. My favorite, like you said, Maitland, is the regional gas stations. When I go home, there's a gas station called Pumpkin Center. And it is the talk of the town when you're in high school, man. Everybody goes to Pumpkin Center after school. They built a gas station across the street from it like 20 years ago. Don't nobody go there.
It's basically the Degrassi of gas stations.
The Pumpkin Center is where when you're a teenager, you can buy cigarettes because they sell cigarettes to teenagers. But they also, Maitland, I would love to bring you there because they've got like one of those crappy little food buffets.
Ooh.
But they've got gizzards. And you ever had a gizzard?
Mm-mm.
Man.
I'll try them.
Yeah. You got to try them from like a local rundown gas station. That's the way you know you're going to have a tummy ache earlier, but that's a tummy ache of love right there.
We're getting a lot of love for Sheetz now.
Sheetz.
In Pennsylvania and other places. Those are great.
Does Wawa, or does Pennsylvania have Wawas?
Some. On the eastern side.
Yeah, oh, well, guess where we're going to be on Friday, the northeastern side of PA.
They might have some in northeast Pennsylvania.
You got to stop at Sheetz, though.
When I lived in Bensalem, I lived in a townhouse complex, and when you walked across the curb into the strip mall, mm-hmm. there was a Wawa there and a local pizza place that made one pizza in the morning. And when you went in, the guy would get up from playing online poker, warm it up, add pepperoni if that's what you wanted, and then hand it to you for like a dollar.
Oh, my God.
I gained so much weight living there.
Yep.
Because between Wawa and that, I'm like, I don't know what to eat. Let's go for a one-minute walk and come back with too much food. I'm bored. Let's eat.
My ex who went to UVA, we'd go to Charlottesville and visit. And one, Charlottesville is beautiful. Mm-hmm. The campus is insane. But a lot of their gas stations are also sandwich delis there. It's kind of like their thing.
Their thing.
And they are so good. Mm. They're so good.
Ooh, there's a Wawa in Wilkes-Barre.
There's one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
One.
All right.
Duffy, add that to the list of places we got to stop.
Yes, we're not Sheetz driving. And Wawa.
No, we're
gas station yes. tour. Gas station tour. Gas station tour.
Old host at hotel. Old host at hotel. Old host at hotel.
You've been voted out.
That one's for you, Outwings.
Thank you. Thank
I bet if we went to both of them, you'd get a big bag of Cheez-Its at both of them, wouldn't you?
At both? Yeah. No, I get Cheez-Its everywhere.
Yeah, get something you always get.
They are really good. I'd get Cheez-Its at one and Chex Mix at the other. Dump them together and have a party. Not telling anybody.
Man, you're extreme.
Yeah, right?
Dirty.
That get is. Some milk to dip it in.
Ew.